Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Melvin, and here's what he has to say. Hello Sane Man, thank you for your videos. I found them 3 weeks ago and have been watching them like crazy. For a topic, I'd like to tell you a story that came to mind. It's like an episode of Sliders. If you don't like it, then maybe you can make a video about the central banker's point of view of what, when, and why they use inflation or deflation to control the herd. That will help me understand the basics of it all. So here's my story. The world was a peaceful place. People were genderless and went about their lives happy in their highly functioning and advanced society. They cared about their children and they procreated asexually. But then one day the conquering slave masters arrived. A few lucky ones managed to escape into hiding and live remotely in fear. They had witnessed untold horrors. Generations had passed and finally the restless youth ventured out to find out if the legends were true. They went against the will of the elders. But the elders already knew this day would come. They traveled for weeks and came upon what looked to be a mining site. Something was strange about the people. They didn't look right. Slowly they secretly befriended one of them who thought they actually didn't look right either. In time, the worker introduced their partner and offspring. The genderless ones couldn't understand that it took two people, two odd-looking people, to procreate. They learned the worker and partner had different body parts. It was all very confusing to them. They talked and talked over time and through each other's legends and myths started to piece the puzzle together. More than a century ago, the slave masters wiped out almost all the genderless ones and genetically modified the remaining few. They split them into two halves. One was called male and the other female. The genderless, or the wholes, learned that the halves spend much of their days chasing each other to satisfy the urge to procreate. They sought to be whole, yet never could become whole, for the halves were always worn down by their long working hours, worn down by depleted food, worn down by taxes, worn down in just about every way possible, and especially worn down by the communication difficulties between the male and female halves and their unobtainable pursuit to become whole. They were more like thirds, and two-thirds do not make a whole. It was the perfect divide and conquer strategy from their slave masters. Split the wholes into halves so they could basically be preoccupied with chasing each other. They toiled away their miserable lives chasing bodily urges and doing soul-depleting work, never finding out who they really were. They would never gain enough free time and attention to look back at the slave masters, who by that point had integrated into society themselves, posing as leaders and politicians, like in the film They Live. But it was these few people, these haves and wholes, that became the seedling that grew into a great rebellion, the Great War. It was the slave masters versus the wholes and the haves. In time, the war would basically be won. The slave masters would get what was coming to them, and then some. In the end, their species was permanently eradicated from existence. Every last one. The war had been won and the world could now start anew. But could the wholes and halves get along? Unquote. Well, Melvin, thanks for the story as well as the donation. I'll get to it in a moment. But first, here's a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to the elites dividing men and women so they can be more easily conquered, Clown World Show. Most of us are working long draining hours, paying taxes, eating depleted food, and just working to pay for a roof over our heads and for that food. We're modern-day slaves. We're too poor with regards to spiritual energy, money, time, peace of mind to fight back. That's the divide-and-conquer strategy from the elites out there. Not only do they divide men and women, but they also divide us from ourselves. Melvin, you mentioned inflation, which is just another tool to take away our time by stealing the purchasing power of our money. Money is basically a representation of our time, that we spend working. What we see today is the same as we saw back in the 1940s after the Second World War. The inflation rate back then was high, but the governments didn't pay much interest on people's money, and thus purchasing power was eroded, and that's why they got out from under their debts. They were accrued during the Second World War, because inflation was hot, but the money that you'd make on your money was almost nothing. The elites also used the fear of inflation and fear of deflation to scare people, so we're constantly jumping back and forth between owning assets like stocks versus assets like cash. If you think that asset prices will fall in the future, then you'll sell them. The elites are masters at media manipulation, making you think things will go down when they're about to go up and vice versa. September is supposed to be the worst month for the stock market, and everyone knows it. So now I suspect that the money men will raise the market this September of 2022, as I'm writing this in August instead of bringing the market down. I think that the HODL mentality from crypto is now moving into the stock market and messing things up for them. Many of us are no longer willing to sell our assets because we see the manipulation in the markets. If we don't sell, then the elites can't buy things from us cheap and then sell it to us when it becomes expensive. That's the way they manipulate us financially. Then you have divorce, which is the icing on the cake, preventing you from building up enough assets in the first place to escape being that slave. Everyone was terrified of deflation as COVID was starting to get ramped up, so they dumped all their assets. I did too, but I bought back almost immediately after the crash in the summer of 2020, when the fear was at its highest. Now the fear is at its highest at the end of 2022 for a stock crash. How you make money is to basically panic buy assets when they're cheap, when no one is talking about them. Then to panic sell when those prices are high and there's euphoria. My mistake was I didn't sell my crypto in chunks to take profits at the top. But there's a certain set of logic to this decision. Because if you bought Google or Amazon or Apple when they were very low and sold them when they doubled or tripled, you would have lost out on most of the gains. With Bitcoin, the fear was I was going to sell too soon and never afford to get back in. So I ended up holding way too long. I'm still up as of recording this. As for your story, Melvin, the elites are certainly using women against men in a sort of divide and conquer strategy. Women are easier to control through consumerism and materialism. But I think that's going to change as resources become scarce, so phones and the dopamine rush women get from them will replace shopping therapy. As for men, most of us have become nihilistic, especially the younger ones, and are now being controlled through fapping material in video games. The sexes have increasingly become atomized, and relationship formation is collapsing. Recently, I saw an article about an embryo being created using stem cells. So eventually, the best of us will be cloned, and that's how we'll start reproducing. Probably in government orphanages raised by hired Filipino nannies, never getting enough attention from her because she'll be responsible for giving 5 or 10 of us attention to boot. Asexual reproduction is coming. But don't think it's going to be a utopian picnic, especially if the governments get their meat hooks into it. The days of governments and corporations using women to impoverish men will look like paradise compared to what's coming. That's my greatest fear at the moment. Melvin, I think talking about how women take advantage of men through marriage today is already obsolete. We've really got to focus on reaching the young guys out there, and they're increasingly not reproducing, and have given up on finding a girlfriend even. We're now heading into what I'd like to call post-consumer capitalism, where status will now be driven by attention, the new currency, versus the old currency of material goods, that you could pretty much hold over people's heads. A TikTok account with 1 million followers will bring you more status than a McMansion. A couple hundred years ago, the elites didn't have to control us, because we were too busy growing food for mere survival. But once the 20th century rolled in, they needed new things like income tax and consumerism to control us then. Now they're shifting to using social media and the dopamine rush of attention to control us too. They're isolating us physically from one another, so the only way we can feel some fulfillment is to get some online attention. But there isn't enough to go around. It's going to leave most of us too busy starving for attention that we won't actually be focusing on what the ruling classes are doing to us. The 20th century was about using women to control men through divorce by wasting our money on useless things like suburban homes and maintaining them and then furnishing them as a distraction. Now things are moving into the next phase. Melvin, your story is about a phase that will never happen. The way to become whole as a man today is tougher than ever. You need to navigate stormy financial waters as well as relationships and women, and make sure you're smart enough to win a series of impossible victories. The only two ways you can do that these days is either with dumb luck or insider information. How are guys supposed to compete with Nancy Pelosi and her insider info when even Warren Buffett only gets 20% rates of return, and Nancy gets 70% a year, and everyone just accepts that this is the way it's got to be? What do you think happens when women make up the majority of politicians out there? Women copy the success of other women, so you'll start to see women outperforming the world's leading male money managers out there because they will have insider government information. Plus, women will print money endlessly, and thanks to something known as the Cantillon effect, the closer their cooches are to the money printing machines, the more money they'll be able to extract from you and society. And that's probably what's going to elevate Bitcoin to the level of global reserve asset, because the cooches won't be able to confiscate it. They might try and they'll fail, so then they'll send gynocentric armies after us, but we might just leave the countries they were in out of their reach that welcome rich male refugees from the former First World. It's going to be like the book Atlas Shrugged, but instead of leaving for the mountains of Colorado, we'll leave for places like Mexico. that are still somewhat wild and where the cartels won't stand for female politicians destroying their money that they've worked so hard to steal from yuppies with the old white powder they snort. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Melvin for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will smash the entire financial system to smithereens to get the dopamine rush that comes from wearing a new $500 pair of designer jeans. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the state that's run completely by women taxing men through inflation, and if men refuse to be taxed through the use of crypto, then trying to take his entire life away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.